Well, I was born into the EBs, and all of my family remain in the EBs. And at the age of 18, I was effectively excommunicated. They have a term called withdrawn from. I don't know why I was withdrawn from, but I was required to leave home at the age of 18, which meant that I left my family, everybody I ever knew and brought up with, my job and my home. And effectively thrown out of home on the orders of the elders from the exclusive brethren.
And how does that work? I mean, I have this very Hollywood view of you're plucked from your happy family home by men in dark suits and literally thrown out onto the streets. Is it as dramatic as that?
No, it's a lot more civilized than that. Is that it was made perfectly clear to me that if I didn't comply with this instruction, that the rest of my family, and I have two brothers and sister and mother and father and many other relatives still there, the impact on them would have been significant. So it was made perfectly clear to me that I was no longer welcome and that this was the only way forward for me.
For the first 18 years of your life growing up, what was life like for you? You've been out of the Brethren now for however many years.
Well,
You
I
have a
turned
family
50
of your
last week,
own.
yes.
You have a family of your own.
Mm.
You have what many consider to be a normal life. Was your 0 to 18 years, was that normal?
Well, let me put in context the exclusive brethren. They're a very wealthy sect. They have, in many respects, I would describe they have traits that we, that as parents, many of us would look back on and say that it's a childhood which is kept very safe. So they live in this bubble, which is completely separate to our lives, the rest of the UK, the rest of the world. So there was no television, no radio, you couldn't eat or drink or socialise with anybody that wasn't in the Brethren. And I have to say to you, school was a living hell because you're not allowed to go into a school assembly, you can't have school lunches. Of course, you know what school kids are like. They're pretty cruel when they
So
see.
you're set apart effectively from all the others. So you went to a standard school.
So the school I was at, there were, I think, two or three brethren children at, but in a school of many hundreds, and because the because as time went on, they withdrew further and further from what we would call normal life. There was no emphasis on education at all, so there was no encouragement to do well at school. I was not allowed to stay on to A level, and consequently, I could not go on to university. So that bar on university remains in place today. So there are no professionals in the Brethren at all, because simply you can't become a, even an architect or a doctor.
But why not? What are the core beliefs behind that thinking?
But their core belief is that they have been placed on this earth as a sojourn before they're called to a higher place. So they, the more devout, the more the better Christians they are on earth, the higher their position will be in heaven, which is fine. I've no problem that. That's what many Christians believe. But they believe in this complete and total separation from the rest of society. So what's the population of the UK? 60 million.
Yeah.
There are 16,000 of these brethren in the UK, 40,000 worldwide. They have a very, very different way of life to that we would expect to see.
So what would that involve an awful lot of worship? Is
Daily
the daily
worship.
worship?
So I suspect it's probably still the same. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, and they start with what they call the breaking of the bread, the Lord's Supper at 6 o'clock or earlier on a Sunday morning, and then meetings during the day. So their whole world revolves around their faith.